This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour now is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. Notice my emphasis on the important words here as we begin with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Mr. Harrison is here on a... Remember when Gene Burns used to start his program? He said he was on the air thanks to a grant from the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution.
No, the First Amendment.
That's right. The second is the gun.
He came on with that big voice of his, and we are being brought to you through a special grant.
I got my gun.
Yeah. Of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. I'm Gene Burns.
Yep. He's a very good talk show host. What a great guy, too.
The late...
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It was, yep. He's gone the way of lots of other people. They run out of, what is it, Limbaugh, who has also done this, he called it assuming room temperature. And so we...
Well, I'll tell you, there's a, you know, they say there's a rock and roll heaven. Well, there's a great talk show going on in the sky right now with all those... lost talk
all
show
those guys.
Hosts.
Yep. Imagine Jerry Williams.
Jerry Williams is up there. Rush is
Joe
up
Pine.
There. Gene Burns is up there. Joy Brown is up there.
Yep.
Michael
yep.
Jackson is up there.
Yeah.
I don't mean the pop star. I mean the talk show host.
And
the list goes on.
People have graced us with their voices and their thoughts on great radio stations all over the country. And that's basically the reason that we do these charts every week, so that great stations around the country can hear us discuss what the issues are and sort of assimilate the information in their own minds. Is this what they've listened to? Is this what they've heard? Do they think this is good? So Michael and his staff have put together the story list as usual, and the people list. There are 10 items on each of the lists. Michael, can we go through those lists, please?
Here we go at number 10 is big tech, and that's tied with specifically about Twitter issues. Climate change is at 9. Education, back to school week at 8. Not for everybody, but most. At number 7, immigration, race relations, and abortion rights all tied there an even keel. All three topics are huge. At number 6, COVID-19 and the Fauci announcement that he's... leaving his positions
for a better one.
He's going to the next chapter of his life. You'd think he's like 25.
Yeah.
Well, hey, more power to
nothing
him.
Nothing wrong with that. Yep.
I think he's opening a laundromat or something. I don't know.
No, he's actually got another job, government job. He's going to get that. Well, we'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go.
Crime and guns and public safety at number 5. At number 4, the war, Russia, Ukraine, and foreign affairs. Number 3, the FBI raid, the aftermath of that. And Trump's legal issues, lots of legal problems for Donald Trump. And number 2, the economy and the student loan thing. And number 1, politics and, primaries and special elections. And that's the 10 stories. And the people on the list, Hunter Biden, he's the big, what about Hunter Biden? What about Hunter Biden? At number 10, the aforementioned Dr. Anthony Fauci, at number 9. Number 8, Vladimir Putin and Daria Dugina. A Russian figure. Merrick Garland at 7.
Who has quite a figure.
A figure. It's a figure of speech.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham at 5. Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman, a couple of characters running for
characters. Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if he becomes Senator Dr. Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3.
What do you say? What do you call him? Do you call him Dr. Oz or Senator Oz?
You call him Senator Oz.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there are doctors in the Senate, and they call him.
Ron
Senator.
Paul is a doctor.
Right,
yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Number 3, Charlie Crist and Ron DeSantis. That's going to be interesting. And number two, Donald Trump. That's always interesting. Mm-hmm. And number one, Joe Biden. That's kind of interesting.
There right, kind of. Yep.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
Kind of. So let's get into some of the nuance here. I would like to at some point during this hour, engage you as we get into September. There are two, I'm sort of talking about inside baseball here, but people who listen to this program are fascinated with and involved in the format itself. So what are some of the behind-the-scenes things that you, as the person running Talkers Magazine, are privy to? Changes in staff, things that will be different. The most changes in air staffs are made at two points in the year. September 1st, around Labor Day, and after New Year's in January. That's when most, not all, but most of the stations either bring in top performers, move top performers around. Who knows what the source is. A lot of them try to find new people from podcasting or whatever it is. But I would like Michael to opine on that, what we can expect to see in the way of changes, if any, if many, as we continue here on the countdown for this pre-Labor Day. We have one more week, and then, can you believe it, it's Labor Day. Good God. All right, Michael Arison, Doug Steffen here. Let me spend a minute talking about something that's brand new to this program, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you've been like me, I've been breathing this dirty air on the farm, you breathe it in your home, the pollen everywhere from earlier this year, this is all going to be gone. If you are smart enough to go to EdenPureDeals.com and check out the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People say, well, what's it called the thunderstorm for? So in your mind, remember what it's like after a severe thunderstorm, a good rain cleansing, and the air becomes clean and clear again? That's why they call this the thunderstorm, because it has the same impact on areas of your home that stink, frankly, that you need to clean for your health, for your well-being, for your pleasure. This is a simple thing. You plug it into the wall. I got mine in my studio. Got one downstairs where the dog is. One in the kitchen where I burn fish all the time. Yep. Destroys. And I do.
Your house sounds very appealing.
Oh, fabulous. That's why I live alone with Daisy. Anyway, EdenPureDeals.com. Find the thunderstorm. Use the Doug3 discount code. You'll save $200. So that means you get three thunderstorm air purifiers for under $200. Doug3 is the key to that at EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free. So check it out and guarantee to yourself that you will never breathe dirty air again. Doug3, the code at EdenPureDeals.com.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, August 26th through September 5th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $29.39. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
how do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Hi, 17 After, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Former Attorney General William Barr is on the list this week at number 6. And his former boss, Donald Trump, is on the people list at number 2. It seems Mr. Barr has created somewhat of a controversy, Mr. Harrison. In his criticism of Mr. Trump, Mr. Barr said he controls the GOP through extortion. That'll get him high on the list of Trump supporters.
What a shock.
Yeah, right. That he's an extorter? Yes.
Everything that comes out today about Trump, it doesn't matter. It's like those who love him are going to stay with him, and those that don't like him don't need any more reason to.
Why do they ignore, though, things like this? What's Barr trying to do? Is he trying to make a name for himself? Is he trying to clear the air? Is he trying to help other Republicans get elected?
Three.
Oh. I'm going to keep going.
How you like my answers?
Perfect. Yeah, right. Yep. So anyway, this is very interesting. And Barr, I don't know, what's he doing now? He's a lawyer. He's probably making a lot of money as a lobbyist.
Hey, he wrote a book. What he's doing is he's distancing himself from Trump. Because you know, he was in that whole mess. He's distancing himself from Trump. And he's kind of reviving the next stage of his career as a pundit, as a lawyer, as an author, and who knows what else he has up his sleeve.
Well, but he said there was no evidence of widespread election fraud. He told Trump that, and then he went public with it in December of 2020, and Trump didn't like it and called him a rhino. You know, Trump calls people that he answers or deals with problems by calling people names.
Yes, he does.
That's it. That's his answer.
You're ugly.
You're right.
Why should anybody listen to you?
Cook.
You're ugly.
Your house smells. Yes.
Oh, well, that's the worst thing you can say.
It's terrible. Right. You don't like Jared Kushner.
Dogs and fish.
Yep. Right. Anyway, Barr was with the George H.W. Bush earlier on in his career, and then he came back around. So what do we make about all this? Then he resigned because he'd had enough of Trump. So his time was up.
Yeah, what I'm saying, though, is the big picture of all of that is that we have become numb to revelations about Donald Trump.
Mm.
And you know, people root for their team. And the real Trump lovers, and I'm saying this objectively, folks. I'm not saying I am a Trump lover or a Trump hater. I try to be objective because that's my job.
Right.
So I'm doing my job. So objectively speaking, the Trump lovers don't care. And many Trump lovers do believe that this is a gigantic plot. The
conspiracy.
Government, everybody, the deep state is out to get Donald Trump because he stands for the people and they don't. If that's the way you want to look at it, fine. The others, let's just say a majority of Americans never liked Trump and don't like him going forward. And that's the real issue within the Republican Party is that Trump has control through what Barr calls extortion, which is a nice umbrella term. He has control over the party.
Does he have pictures
nominated
of all these officials with chickens?
Right.
What is it? How does he get
that? But, here's the point. The fear they have is that he can't get elected with the general public, so that he is molding the Republican Party in his own image only to have it come to a crashing halt.
Yeah, ruination. The rhinos have ruined. According to the Trumpsters, the rhinos, like me, I was a rhino, I guess. Definition.
You'd be accused of that.
I was accused of it. So I ruined the Republican Party. Trump came and saved it, and now he's ruined it. I wonder if what people who are Democrats think. All right, we got to get to this as we continue here, because 21 after the hour right now.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOWpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You can find the list of the top 10 stories and people every week at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com, so you can keep up with it. We try to repeat the list several times during each hour, and then we sort of take a stab at some of the important issues or the bigger ones. You have on the people list a person named Daria Dugina.
You have to pick the one I know least about.
Well, the only thing I know, she was in a car bomb and blew up her car, and that was the end of that.
What you get in Russia. That's what you get in Russia for going
when you cross Putin.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what it's about.
Car.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
So why doesn't somebody blow up his car? Right?
Well, you can be sure they're afraid of that happening, and he's surrounded by tremendous security. I'll bet you that he has more security around him than even the president does, although that's hard to imagine.
I can imagine that.
Uneasy lies the head. When you're a dictator, when you're an authoritarian, when you're the king...
Everybody wants to kill you.
You can't trust anyone.
No.
Joseph Stalin would sit, at a table with all of his henchmen, and if somebody looked at him cross-eyed, if he even had the slightest doubt, he would have him shot.
Yep. This woman is the daughter of Alexander Dugin, who is the most prolific of all of the people that are anti-Putin.
Putin, yeah.
He's tried to kill this guy a couple of times, and now he's in jail for 9 years or whatever it is. So they put a bomb in her land cruiser and detonated it, and that was the end of her.
Yep, and they always deny it. Are you kidding? No way.
They're a civilized country.
And they poison. They bomb people and they poison people.
Yeah.
Talk about a deep state.
Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, awful.
So, just as this is not a person who's on the countdown, but because we're talking about strange dudes, it's Jared Kushner, right? Not Gerard.
Jared.
So, he was interviewed this week and he said he was trying to keep his body in shape. His wife likes the fact that he's in shape, but more importantly, one day he will become immortal. And whether that's true or not, maybe it could be. How do we know? We don't know that. But the very fact that he said it created hubbub. His father-in-law, Mr. Trump, didn't like it because it took attention away from him. And so, anyway, he's very thoughtful about where he's going. After he and his family own lots of real estate in New Jersey. They're not particularly popular, but they own a lot of stuff. And so he's... why is it that people like that marry people like... What is there about money that attracts money? Do you have to... Is there like a... Do celebrities have to marry other celebrities, or people who are rich have to marry other people who are rich?
That's a good question, and the reason for that is that way you can be sure that your intended, the person you're marrying, is not marrying you for money.
Uh-huh.
It goes back to what we talked about before, about not being able to trust people. If you're a rich person and you marry a poor person, the issue is that, hey, they may not, love you for who you are. And I want to be loved for who I am.
I want somebody
to make me happy.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's not going to happen, folks. You got to make yourself happy.
Bingo.
Nobody else is not their job to make you happy, by the way, in case you haven't figured that out yet. That's probably the biggest problem. People are so unrealistic about stuff. Coming up in the next half hour, we talk more about the weather. We're going to talk about the student loan forgiveness thing and how that relates, and problems in education as the school year starts up. That's coming up as our discussion continues on the World of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, 20.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-870-4686. That's 800-870-4686. 800-870-4686.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, speaking at a high school in Maryland Thursday, is hyping up the midterm elections.
We're just 76 days away from the midterm election. 76 days. And to state the obvious, there's a lot at stake. The safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot. And it's not hyperbole. The very survival of our planet is on the ballot. Your right to vote is on the ballot. Even the democracy. Are you ready to fight for these things now?
After the outcry from America on the FBI's raid on President Trump's home, the Department of Justice's Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is being forced to turn over the affidavit for the warrant to authorize the raid. The judge did give the DOJ the okay to hide some of the information. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As President Biden's plan to transfer student debt onto your responsibility, the backlash has been swift, as most Americans would love up to $20,000 of free money to pay off our credit cards. That's not going to happen. This money is only for student loan holders. North Carolina Republican Representative Greg Murphy on Newsmax Thursday says this is one of Biden's most disastrous decisions in office, second only to the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The most disastrous decision made by this president, second only to this disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan. What you're doing, what lesson you're telling this country is that your name, when you sign on the dotted line, that you are you're going to keep up your side of a commitment, doesn't matter anymore. It's wrong to call this debt forgiveness. This is called debt transfer. To you and I who actually took out loans, who worked two jobs to pay them back, or parents who sacrificed so much to put their kids through school, this is a lesson. And putting off the other loans when they're complaining, touting their low unemployment rate is absolutely a socialistic takeover. This is a political move meant to buy votes.
Two people were killed and four others wounded in a shooting at a Kentucky homeless shelter for men Thursday night. The shooting occurred around 7:40 p.m. local time at the Harbor House Christian Center in Henderson City. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
After the hour now, as we roll out another half hour of conversation regarding what's going on your favorite or the number of favorites when it comes to News Talk radio stations. The idea is to pick out some of the hosts, some of the ideas, and get the story list going every week. Talkers, folks, the executives there, listen around to lots of the talk radio programs, talk to the hosts, and that's where the list, the 10 most talked about stories comes from, and the list of 10 most talked about people. Right. So one of the things on the list this week, at number 9, focus on the weather. We tend to, as is normal, focus on what's going on in America. The droughts across the Midwest and the Northeast, the rain, and all of the flooding and the problems that have happened in the mid-South to the deep South, the dryness in the Southwest, which is a desert, all that stuff. But this year we paid more attention to what's going on in Europe, and now what's turning out to be a big problem is the weather in China, which apparently is making drought conditions or living conditions in China. You know, they don't tell you much. They don't let much leak out, but it's leaking out that there's a very serious shortage of food. And as a result, there's also, because the economy's not that great anyway, China seems to be suffering at the hands of the results of COVID, which they created, and the drought. They're trying to seed the clouds. That's the controversy, Michael. They want to send chemicals into the sky smart. To try to make it rain, but what's in the chemicals?
Yeah, no. When I say smart, I don't mean it's necessarily productive, but the fact that we have figured out ways to make clouds turn, you know, to precipitate. We've been doing that for years. They call it seeding the clouds.
Right. But don't you remember acid rain when we were younger? What happened? The acid, the stuff that was being used in some cases to seed the clouds was an acidic compound. That along with some other things that were in the atmosphere. I used to work, actually I worked at two radio stations that had incinerators. I don't know why the incinerator was across the street from the, maybe that was a commentary on what was going on. On the stations, very
well. A lot of AM radio stations were located in undesirable places because undesirable places were cheap land and they usually were near swamps, which made
towers.
The signals go further.
So there's
a lot of stories about radio stations being in smelly places.
Yes, right, exactly. So anyway, I remember the paint job. I can vividly see. I had a 1969 Pontiac Grand Prix, and it was blue. And I remember going outside. I was at WKOX and WVBF in Framingham for 13 years, and we were across from the incinerator. I remember going out and looking at my car, and it was a new car. And there were these white spots all over there. And it looked like, you know, it was ash, actually, that had been sent out of the smokestack of the incinerator, went up into the sky, and came back down again in the rain. And it's ruined the paint job of my car. Mm. And there was tons of those examples what went on. How did we get rid of acid rain, though? What happened? Why is it not a problem anymore? It would seem to me a good question. Anybody know? The answer to that?
Well, first of all, I don't know whether we really had acid rain. We don't, we didn't have
a good story, though.
Fake news, you know.
It's a great way to scare people.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. You know, I don't know if we ever had it to begin with, and then if we did, I don't know if we ever got rid of it. So, you know, this whole revelation about fake news makes you look back in history and wonder how true was this and how true was that without being a historical revision. Here for the sake of distorting history, it makes you take a look with extra scrutiny at everything that's ever been said or done. So I don't have a clue, you know, about the whole acid rain thing. I'm sure people listening to us do. There is clearly a scientific answer to it historically in terms of where it's at now. And we will undoubtedly get emails and texts from people who do know.
And well, we should under the circumstances. Okay, let's go. Oh, they're coming to take us away.
Are you? It sounds to me like
a train's coming through.
Oh, a train's coming through your studio. Tell it to get back
right
on the rail.
Yeah, right. We were off the rails. Now we're back on the rails. Number two this week on the story list: the student loan debacle. This is one of the most outrageous things that I can. These people are either so clueless, or the people who made who talked Biden into doing this, and what the ramifications are. Okay, so you want to pay off student loans? Swell. What are you going to pay off for me? I'm an American. You want to pay off my mortgage? Okay. What's next? We paid off student loans. So let's pay off everybody's mortgage, right? And then after that, let's pay off your car note. And then, let's see, what can we pay? Have that, your medical bill. Let's pay off everything, right? Mm-hmm. Then we'll be just like Russia. Socialism and communism reigns. What are these people, do they not think about the ramifications? What are they thinking, I guess, is the question. And
What they're thinking is that a whole generation of people in our country now in their 30s and 40s were kind of corralled and forced into at a time when they didn't have the experience or knowledge to think it out to the notion that they have to get these loans, these easy-to-get loans that were extremely high, that were almost impossible to get out from under, to keep up with the rising costs of colleges and universities that basically are money-grubbing machines. And now they face a very difficult time getting on their feet because of something that they got involved with that they thought was the thing to do when they were young and coming of age.
So why didn't the government do something about
buying a
that?
Car you can't afford?
Right. So now the interest rate on cars is too high, so we're going to pay off everybody's car loan?
No, I'm not arguing it with you. I'm giving you the other side. I'm giving you the other side. I see the truth in both sides.
Yeah.
But I view it from the standpoint that it's outrageous how much it costs to go to college.
Yes.
And I find it outrageous the way most of these colleges operate. They're money grubbers.
There's so much feather bedding going, especially in administration positions. There's way too many people doing not much of anything. And so that's what's been the cause of the cost going up. The profs, if you're a college professor, you don't get paid that much to begin with.
There are college professors living in their cars.
Yeah.
There are adjunct professors who work hard jobs at teaching at colleges who don't get paid at all. They do it for the prestige.
Yes.
The colleges are a joke, and it's a problem in America. So there's a lot more attached to it than comparing it to paying off a mortgage or paying off a car loan. I hear what you're saying, and there is a certain ethic that if you take a loan, you should pay for it. And there's I totally see your point, but what I'm trying to say is the issue of education and loan indebtedness for whatever it is, generation X, Z, I don't know.
XYZ.
The children of the post-war baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
They got a really raw deal in many cases because, look, you remember when you were 19, 20 years old, you went along with the program. You did what you were told was the thing to do.
Okay.
Get into debt.
Right. So here's the other side of the coin. So the Republicans have been taking shots at the Democrats because of this. So now the president and Democrats are taking a shot at the number of Republicans who had businesses that had their Paycheck Protection Program loans forgiven. Then Marjorie Taylor Greene, number one on the hit parade, because the Democrats don't like her anyway. And so she becomes public enemy number one if you're a Democrat. Look at what she did. Wow. 183,000.
Whataboutism is one of the big debating techniques. You know, well, what about Hillary? What about Hunter Biden? What about Marjorie Taylor Greene? But they're all hypocrites, Doug.
Of course they are, yes. Yeah. And meanwhile, we're in the middle of a whole bunch of nonsense, and the real issues are not being... Or is this a real issue? I guess
it's a very real issue.
Mm-hmm.
The debt problem for generation whatever is a major problem in this country, not just economically, but emotionally.
Yeah.
Mentally.
I get it. Buy it. In a moment, we're going to find out who's on the front page of Talkers Magazine. Who is Michael interviewing this week, or what's new at Talkers? Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen, who wants to help you keep the weight off. Here's my charge to make your life better, better, better. And you can do that, losing the weight, keeping it off. Wow, this is a big national problem. We all know the numbers of people who are just plain obese, not overweight, just obese. The numbers are growing. So are people not paying attention to my message here about Calitrin? Yeah, they're paying attention. Some people are. And some people are very happy with the results. You can find the 86%ers, that's the group that have been successful. You go to toploss.com, look for their stories and why they chose Calitrin and why they stayed with Calitrin as the healthiest weight loss program, not only because it helps you lose the weight, but it keeps you from putting it back on again. That's the real secret. That's the special side of this. So check it out. Back to school special right now at toploss.com. You want 3 months and then you get 3 months more? Yeah, of course you do. You want 6 months worth of treatments and you only pay for three. What a deal. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you're checking out, check out using the discount code Doug. That's it. Talk at toploss.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. Como si fuera magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
All right, a couple of things of interest at Talkers.com when it comes to Michael and his interviews that he does every week with prominent, usually radio personalities. This week, Dom Giordano, who's a fabulous individual, great guy, is on WPHT in Philly. So why did you focus on him? What's going
on? Dom Giordano is one of the leading advocates and experts on education in talk radio. He was once a school teacher, and he was so outspoken, they made him a talk show host. He was a go-to guy. This is Back to School Week. This is when we're talking back about education, the dumbing down of America. One of the reasons I'm excited about the Gun Hill Road song, you know, Idiots that I'm part of. Which, by the way, idiotsvideo.com, folks. Go watch this video.
We started this last week. This was the premiere of the song you heard last week with right. Michael Harrison. The video is fabulous, the way they cleverly put together what is going on. Michael's right. The country has become overrun with idiots.
Totally. Looney Tunes everywhere.
Right.
And it's not left or right. Left, right, blue, red, you know. A lot of people have an empty head. It's just frustrating. And it's dangerous.
Well, no education, the education system. We didn't get to talk much about that. That's also on the list,
huge.
The Shockers list, number 8 this week, because there are not enough teachers. In my home district, we have 60... teachers not available. We have 60 holes in the teaching lists, and we have 15 bus drivers or buses that don't have drivers. People don't want to work in the education system anymore, and the way the system is being run is coming home to roost. So that's all part of the discussion. Check out the interview at mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison here at 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules.
For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Past the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Okay, so Chuck Curry, Jessica is gone. That's Jay. The problem with Chuck Curry today is he has a cat that's very sick. So here I'm looking at it, just finishing with the countdown, and I was thinking of the movies that were big in box office total at theaters only. So I came up, we have the top 10 talkers list. I have a list of the top 10 movies so far this year in terms of actually going to a theater to see it. I don't give two hoots about the streaming services. I don't like them. I have them, but I don't use them. Why I pay for them, I don't know. Maybe that's part of what is something that needs to be examined. But if you're curious as to the top 10 movies so far this year in terms of domestic box office, that is theater grossing, at number 10, The Lost City, that movie with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum, $175 million domestically. This is in America. Number 9, The Bad Guys, brought in $182 million. This is a sort of animated movie. The Nice View has brought in, it's a Chinese film, tells the story of a young man who's desperate to save his sister. Produced in China, we don't seem to care. She's brought in $211 million in America so far. Too Cool to Kill, another Chinese film, come on. In America, it's done $217 million so far. Sonic the Hedgehog. Where in the world? I'm just giving you the list, so I'll keep my comments to myself. Or maybe I won't, I don't know. I find this kind of stuff is just plain drivel. But it's taken in $375 million. Somebody's going to like it. At the box office, number 5, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, brought in $387 million domestically at the box office in the movie theaters. This is the third installment in the Fantastic Beast series. Uncharted, which I actually thought was a good movie. Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland. It was a good movie. An adventure film, treasure hunters, cool. It was good. Brought in $400 million at the box office. Let's see, we go to number three, Watergate Bridge, another Chinese movie, $626 million in domestic sales. Batman is number two, $768 million in domestic sales. I didn't see it because I don't really like these dark movies, this was the first time for Pattinson to be involved as Bruce Wayne. And apparently with all of the hieroglyphics and things that went on into making this and doing, you know, what Batman, I guess, is supposed to do, this was one of the things that Chucker loved this film. And it brought in, so far this year, $768 million. I think looking at this list, we probably have, there's a tie, interestingly enough, for number one. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness brought in $803 million. And close behind that, or close in front of that, is Top Gun, which has brought in $830 million domestically, and around the world, well over $1 billion. So those are the top movies at the box office so far this year, for those of you who are counting or keeping track. Another interesting story from the world of movies. There's a new Academy of Motion Picture Arts CEO who wants Oscar producers to have he wants to have hosts and a lot of categories back on the show. His name is Bill Kramer, taking questions from Hollywood correspondents. He wants greater transparency. He's not crazy about having non-members vote, which is something they tried to do to get more involvement in this. But basically speaking, he's telling us that the Oscars, as a live television show, very important, and it will be much better than it has been. A new producer, a new director, all that stuff. This new fellow running the Academy said that he had, in the last three ceremonies, there were no MCs. There will be an MC for the 2023 ceremony, no question about it. Made that clear, thinks that's an important thing for the Academy Awards to have. So let's see what happens. All right, that's the latest on the Academy Awards. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 after, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.